Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? Hopefully everybody is doing awesome. You know, I get hit up a lot. People were saying that, they're broke. They need to make more money. They don't know how. You know, they wish they had a different skill set. They love crypto. They love blockchain. They don't know how to participate in it. They don't know. Maybe they don't understand it. Maybe they just don't, you know, quite have a skill set yet to, you know, kind of jump in and start making money at it. So, and I'm not talking about investing here. All right. So this is a different way to make money in blockchain. This is to actually build blockchain, right? To help be one of the people that are crafting it and creating it and bringing value to the community through blockchain and crypto. So, you know, if you have a background in maybe web development, you know, maybe just some basic coding, anything like that, or maybe just marketing, stuff like that, you're going to see that there's tools out there that can hone, you know, your existing tools and make them more blockchain specific, or give you a whole new set of tools that allow you to actually start building blockchain and crypto on your own. As you can see, there's many reasons to do this. So you can look at the average salaries here, right? And this is from Hacker News. This is a little bit outdated article. Note too that, you know, the money that they're talking about here, these people making $150 an hour, a lot of this stuff is a little inflated. You know, this is back when the market was a little bit better. You know, I can pick up developers right now for $20-$30 an hour, you know, all over the world that are decentralized. I don't do that, but I'm just saying I can. You know, they're out there. Anyways, a lot of these places here, you know, this, you can see what they were paying back then, right? So if you have a little bit of a tech background, if you're maybe, you know, you just like computers and you want to take it a little bit further, and you want to actually start working in blockchain and crypto because you're excited by the technology, or maybe you live in a part of the world where you know, it's really difficult to get a job. You know, maybe it could be that way in the U.S. It could be that way in the Philippines. It could be that way in India, wherever. You could actually work from your house. You know what I mean? You could work from your house, work for some of these different companies, and, you know, be a Solidity programmer. You know, you could be maybe a UX and UI guy. You could be just a regular developer or, you know, manager for their project. There's all these different types of things. And if you look through this article, and I'll post the link for you here, but it talks about, you know, freelancing, you can make $35 an hour and stuff like that. Look, if you're not making any money and you're living on the other side of the world, $35 would be, you know, a lot of money. You know, I hear from people, you know, in our Telegram channel all the time that, you know, $500 is more than they make in a month, right? So you could be doing this in a day, literally. There's lots of different opportunities out there for you. So you just got to have the drive, you know, a little bit of, you know, if you don't have the experience, you got to get it. So there's some schooling involved, right? But, you know, we live in a world today where we can get all the school that we need decentralized as well, right online. So people are very familiar with YouTube and Udemy and things like that. So maybe you don't have the skill set you currently need to make $50 an hour, right? You know, to be a blockchain developer or stuff like that. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you can go over to places like, you know, Udemy. You guys know, you guys have heard of this. There's, you know, other people out there that basically teach you for a price, right? And you're going to be in, you know, kind of a classroom setting digitally, right? You learn at your own pace. Maybe there'll be some type of curriculum that you follow, maybe some tests, things like that, that you do. So you actually, you know, learn and progress versus just watch a video and do it yourself, right? So this is kind of cool. I don't know any of these people here, so I'm not pushing any of these projects. I absolutely have no idea who any of them are. But the bottom line is they're out here. All these different people are out here, and it looks like for $10, you know, you would get 19 lectures in 1.5 hours, right? And so it looks like intermediate. That's, you know, probably the level you got to be at, or you'll be at when you're done. I don't know. You got to read through these things and figure it out. But what I'm getting at is this is out there, all right? So if you want to learn a different programming language or a programming language in general, there's things like Udemy out there. And most of you guys already know this. You know, there's things like BitDegree, all right? So BitDegree, I brought them on the channel, I want to say close to a year ago, and one of the founders, and they talked about all the different things that they're trying to do in the space. So, you know, you could be an Android developer, right? Looks like it's just featured. I don't see a price here, but you can see stuff here's like $5, $3. You know, it's not going to break the bank. It's not like going to Harvard and having to spend, you know, $40,000 to $100,000 a year, right? you could probably get a lot of the tools that you need, $100. Sorry. You know, you get a lot of the tools that you need, you know, here for, you know, maybe $4, $5, $6, $10, maybe $100 for how to make an Android app. But anyways, the stuff is out there, right? The stuff is out there. You can learn, you know, right from your bathroom. You can have the laptop right there in your lap while you're doing your business, and you could be learning how to program blockchain. So nice image, right? So anyways, and then there's places like, you know, you guys, you know, like Ivan, right? So Ivan on Tech, right? He's got his course here. I don't know this dude, you know, I appreciate what he brings to the space. So I don't get any kind of referral fee or any of that kind of stuff. You should know by now, everything I do here is free. So any video that's on the channel, I never took any Satoshis for it. I never, you know, asked for money, took money. I don't even monetize the channel. So we could have 30 trillion views on a video and we would still get zero Satoshis. So anyways, I'm just doing this to add value to the community, and hopefully you all appreciate it, enjoy it. And for people that want to, you know, actually make a living in blockchain, there's a lot of tools, like I was showing you, that you can use. So, you know, whether it's Ivan, it looks like, what do we got here? That looks a little pricey, right? So $50 a month or $299 or $189, I don't know. But I know he has specials and deals and stuff like that, as I'm sure, you know, a lot of these people here do too, right? See 80% off all courses. So even that one, right? If it was, you know, if it was $100, looks like now maybe it's $20, right? So I don't know if Udemy's got things like that, but yeah, see, here you go. You got a New Year's sale, right? So there's lots of reasons or lots of promotional things out there to even cut the cost down even more. So, you know, maybe, you know, you save 10%, 20%, whatever. Maybe you're learning how to, you know, build blockchain and be a Solidity, you know, programmer or developer, you know, for $7, $8. Who knows? You know, that could be pretty cool, right? And then, boom, Blocku, right? So, you know, for employers, people like myself, I actually hire, you know, developers, all right? So people, the developers work for me. So this is something I could do. I could post a job here and hire people that are actually, you know, solid programmers. All right. So here you can actually browse the blockchain jobs. So as you can see, you know, you got people right here from all different types, right? You got Waves and our buddies at Kraken and IBM and Ripple. So Coinvest, right? See, our buddies over there. Yeah. So as you can see, a lot of people here are posting, you know, all these different jobs that they have. All the, you can see when they posted it, you can see what they're asking for. I don't know if it talks about the pay here, but that's one of the things too. When you work in blockchain, you know, some of these places you'll go to work for, they may let you work from home. They may give you you know, maybe some tokens or coins that, you know, kind of vest over time as you stay with them. So not only do you get a salary or an hourly paycheck, you also get maybe some tokens or coins. You know, right now the market sucks. So there is a lot of people getting laid off. So there are a lot of developers out there right now actually looking for work. So they're probably, you know, scurrying around trying to find their next gig, right? So you got people like Binance hiring, remote, lots of places remote, all right? So that means that you can basically work from anywhere in the world. Cool stuff. So like I said, a lot of places, you know, laid off some people. So for those people, feel free to go here, check it out. Again, I'm not being paid for any of this stuff. It's just to help. For people that want to actually, you know, make more money, for people that actually want to, you know, and I guess, you know, just better their lives, right? Maybe they live in a third world country and they're not making any money, but they have access to a laptop and they've got the will and the ambition and drive to, you know, help their friends and family and get out of poverty or whatever. No, now you got some tools and some resources right here. And for people that don't even have the $2 or $3, you know, to pay for some of these courses, you know, you can start right online, right on YouTube, right? So this stuff is free. Again, I don't know who this guy is. Will it scale? I don't know. It looks like they haven't been here for a year, but I just pulled up, you know, Learn Solidity, right? So I just typed in Learn Solidity and this popped up. So there's lots of stuff out there. Obviously, this isn't going to be as interactive because, you know, you're basically going to have to learn it and then do it yourself, right? So you're not going to have that feedback of a community where you might have that with some of these courses. Like maybe they'll have a community where you have questions and you guys can bounce ideas off each other, you know, work with the instructor. You know, maybe there's tests and things like that. You won't have that structured, you know, learning environment, but again, it's free. So for people that don't even have the $2 or $3, but you got Wi-Fi, you got a laptop, you got your phone, whatever, you know, jump on YouTube, you know, start learning, you know, make a few bucks, maybe buy some course, you know, or whatever, you know, for, you know, 10 bucks, $3, whatever. And then you're off, right? You start learning it. You know, who knows, maybe in 3 to 6 months, you'll actually have enough skills to where you can actually now then go after one of these higher paying jobs, working right from wherever you want to work, taking care of your family, no longer, you know, freaking out about, you know, where's the next meal going to come from and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully this has been of use to you. Hopefully if people want to learn more, you know, they can. I'll leave the links here in the description below. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, CryptoBeetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, CryptoBeetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all in the next one.